Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Nilaudga, N-I-L-A-D-G-A, Johnson. Nilaudga Johnson is a 34-year-old woman who alleges two work-related injuries at the insured period. The first of these was on 11-7-20 during inmate altercations, causing injury to her right shoulder. The second was on 6-29-21, when she was simply walking and pulling when she injured her right knee. Period. She did not go to the emergency room after either occurrence. Period. She understands her final diagnosis to be a sprain in the right shoulder, treated without injections or surgery. Period. She is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. And this will be in the past medical history. She admits to injuring her right knee in July 2015. Period. She was at the training academy and performing an agility test when her knee popped out and then in. Period. It bothered her since then. Period. She is now a student, a grad student, obtaining a master's degree in urban education. Period. New paragraph. As per her first claim petition, Ms. Johnson alleges on 11-7-20, she got up from her chair and as she walked to do security checks, felt a sharp pain in her right knee. Period. Her second claim petition alleges on 6-29-21, she injured her right shoulder in an altercation with inmates. Period. Treatment records show she was seen by Dr. Swamy, S-W-A-M-Y, on 11-9-20, parentheses, who treated her earlier for other injuries, close parentheses. On this visit, she reported edema and had gained 6 pounds since the last week. Period. She works at a correctional facility and is on her feet approximately 12 to 14 hours per day. Period. She did not convey any work-related precipitating events. Period. Although she had been at work on Sunday when she noted the swelling in her lower extremities. Period. She also carried a diagnosis of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Period. She was referred for urinalysis, comma, TSH, comma, and comprehensive metabolic panel. Period. She remained on albuterol, comma, cetirizine, comma, linaclotide, comma, naproxen, comma, omeprazole, comma, and famotidine. Period. Dr. Swamy found minor swelling in both lower extremities. Period. There was scant pitting edema of both legs. Period. There was no erythema, comma, discharge, or decreased range of motion noted. Period. She returned on 11-30-20, this time seeing Dr. Scheuermann, S-C-H-E-U-E-R-M-A-N-N. Period. This was a pre-op evaluation for repair of her deviated septum. Period. Surgery was scheduled for 12-11-20. Period. She did not convey the alleged injury of 11-7-20. Period. Review of systems was negative. Period. She apparently then was cleared for surgery. Paired new paragraph on 3/30/21. Ms. Johnson was seen in the same practice by Dr. Mildrum, M-I-L-D-R-U-M, her family physician. Period. She was being seen for her annual physical examination. She was requesting lab work to show immunity to MMR that was required by her school. Period. She had no other acute concerns at that time. Period. She was going for her master's in urban education and community studies at Roman University. Period. He then continued her on her routine medications. Period. New paragraph. On 11/10/20, Ms. Johnson was seen at WorkNet, stating she injured her right knee 2 days earlier. She was getting up from a chair and started to walk when her right knee twisted. She felt a sharp pain in the knee while conducting security checks at the facility. She was able to continue and finish out her shift. She did not seek medical attention at that time. She had worked the previous day, but it was difficult for her. She admitted to injuring her right knee when training at the academy about 5 years earlier. She had actually been treated at WorkNet at that occasion and improved enough to return to physical training after about 1 week and then finish the academy. She reports it feels like the knee never really got any better. Her pain was on the lateral aspect of the knee. After evaluation, Dr. Moore diagnosed right knee sprain and initiated her on ibuprofen, elevation, and ice. Ms. Johnson followed up on 11/13/20, stating the ibuprofen was not helping her very much. She did not have any x-rays to that point and was referred for same. On the visit of 11/16/20, Dr. Moore noted the x-rays taken in the interim were normal. She is walking better. There was no bone or joint abnormality, nor were there any joint infusion. She was wearing a neoprene knee support, but did not have any locking up or giving out of the knee. She was referred for physical therapy and also cleared her to return to work the following day. She followed up at WorkNet on 11/24/20, reporting she went back to work and had a hard time over the weekend. She was limping again and the pain was fairly severe. She had not heard back yet from the adjuster regarding authorization for physical therapy. Exam of the knee found full range of motion with no visible swelling, edema, or effusion. She was tender over the lateral aspect of the knee. Dr. Moore then referred her for an MRI of the knee and excused her from work. New paragraph. The remainder of the supplied documentation pertains to her second alleged injury of 6/29/21. On 6/30/21, she saw Dr. Vitola at urgent care, complaining of right shoulder pain for 1 day, having tried to restrain an inmate. There was tenderness and palpation about the right shoulder, and she was diagnosed with simply right shoulder pain. period. She was begun on ibuprofen and cyclobenzaprine. Period. She returned on 7/5/21 and remained symptomatic. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. She was referred for an MRI of the shoulder as well as physical therapy. Period. Right shoulder MRI was done on 7/26/21 to be inserted here. Period. She returned to Dr. Vitella on 7/19/21. Period. In addition to her, at that juncture, he deemed her shoulder pain was resolving. Period. She also had resolving strain of the muscle fascia and tendon at the shoulder and upper arm level. Period. She related awaiting the MRI at that juncture. Period. Past medical history was notable for irritable bowel syndrome as well. Period. She continued to see Dr. Vitella 3/7/28/21. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic consultation, given a diagnosis of dislocation of the right acromegaly clavicular joint. Period. New paragraph. On 8/11/21, Ms. Johnson was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He noted her history and treatment relative to the shoulder to date. Period. He reviewed the shoulder MRI, finding grade 1 acromic clavicular joint separation. Period. They were now about 6 weeks from the index injury and things have almost healed. Period. She still has clinical pain and a positive adduction test. Period. He restricted her activities and wanted a final recheck in 1 month. Period. She saw Dr. Dwyer through 9/8/21. Period. Her shoulder was definitely better. Period. She had mild stiffness and discomfort at times, but was working full duty. Period. Clinically, she had full range of motion with excellent strength. Period. There was mild discomfort with palpation about the AC joint. Period. He expected the residual minor symptoms would abate over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Period. In paragraph, prior records show Ms. Johnson was seen at WorkNet on 7/13/15. Period. She was an officer trainee in the police academy who states that on Friday, doing physical fitness with an agility run, she hyperextended her right knee going around the cone. Period. She did go to the urgent care center where x-rays were done and was told there was no acute findings. Period. She was diagnosed with a hyperextension sprain and was using ice and a brace. Period. Dr. Moore diagnosed right knee sprain and had her use ibuprofen. Period. Ms. Johnson followed up on 7/17/15. Period. She was interested in being cleared back to physical training and was authorized to do so. Period. New paragraph. On 12/9/19, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Swarmy for a routine medical follow-up to establish, routine medical establishment of care. Period. She had irritable bowel syndrome as well as persistent allergies. Period. She did not give a history of any orthopedic problems, such as those involving the right knee or shoulder. Birch was found to be obese. Period. She saw Dr. Swarmy again on 2/4/20. He gave a recent history of exercise-induced bronchoconstriction, especially when exercising outside in the cold. Period. He wanted her to use albuterol inhaler for 20 to 30 minutes, about 20 to 30 minutes prior to exercise. Period. She was going to have to follow up in 4 to 6 weeks. Period. She followed up with Dr. Swarmy through 11/6/20. Period. At that time, she stated she had back pain for the last month and a half. Period. She also had headaches for the last 2 to 3 weeks. Period. She went to the dentist in August and was noted to have a mass in the right nasal cavity. Period. ENT did a CAT scan that showed the nasal cavity as well. Period. She had been taking Motrin and Tylenol to help manage her headaches. Period. She was very busy with grad school, working 12 to 16 hours per day, as well as taking care of her autistic child. Period. She was going to be having some help as her sister is coming to stay with her. Period. She did see a clinical nutritionist regarding her diet. Period. Dr. Swarmy diagnosed acute bilateral low back pain with bilateral sciatica, comma, tension, headache, comma, and acid reflux. Period. This was the day before the alleged incident of 11/7/20. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper manual muscle testing was 5-5. She resisted right shoulder external rotation but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. She had mild tenderness in the right popliteal area, but there was none on the left. Period. Knee maneuvers normal. Cervical. She had mild tenderness palpation about the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period. She emphasized that the trapezius is the location of her symptoms, comma, not the shoulder joint itself. Period. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral normal. Impressions. Nalaga Johnson alleges to have injured her right knee at work on 11/7/20 by simply standing up from a chair or walking. Period. She also alleges injuring her right shoulder on 6/29/21 during an altercation with an inmate. Period. She had previous history of a right knee injury in 2015, treated conservatively. Period. She also suffered from general medical problems, including obesity and asthma. Period. After the 11/7/20 event, she was treated conservatively with improvement. Period. She did not undergo an MRI of the knee. Period. After the second event of 6/29/21, she also received conservative care. Period. Right shoulder MRI was unimpressive. Period. As of 9/8/21, Dr. Dwyer released her to full duty. Period. Paragraph, the current examination found her general appearance to be consistent with an ability to reach above shoulder height in a functional way. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the knees were negative. Period. She had full range of motion in both regions with no crepitus or tenderness. Period. She emphasized that the location of her symptoms are actually in the right trapezius as opposed to the shoulder joint itself. period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period, there's also 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right shoulder. Period. She remains highly functional, as reflected by her ability to return to work in a full-duty capacity and participate in graduate school. Period. She also disclosed that she was the caregiver for her autistic son, who is 14 years of age. Period. And that is the end.